Chapter 7. Jesse was eating a pastrami sandwich on light rye at his desk when Molly brought the girl and her mother into his office just after noontime on Thursday. "I think you need to talk with these ladies," Molly said. Jesse took a swallow of Dr. Brown's cream soda. He nodded. "Excuse my lunch," he said. "I don't care about your damn lunch," the mother said. "My daughter's been raped."
"Mother!"
"You might want to stick around, Molly," Jesse said. Molly nodded and closed the door and leaned on the wall beside it. "Tell me about the rape," Jesse said.
"I didn't get raped," the girl said.
"Shut up," the mother said. Jesse took a bite of his sandwich and chewed quietly. "She came home from school early and tried to slip into the house. Her dress was torn, her hair was a mess, her lip was swollen. You can still see it. She was crying and she wouldn't tell me why." Jesse nodded. He drank a little more cream soda. "I insisted on examining her," the mother said. "She had no underwear. Her thighs are bruised. I said I would take her to the doctor if she didn't tell me, so she confessed."
"That she'd been raped?" Jesse said.
He was looking at the daughter. The daughter looked frantic to him.
"Yes."
"Anyone do a rape kit?"
"Excuse me?"
"Did you take her to the doctor?" Jesse said.
"And have it all over town? God, no. I had her clean herself up and brought her straight to you."
"Clean herself up?"
"Of course. Who knows what germs were involved? And I'm not going to bring her in here looking like a refugee."
"Bath," Jesse said to the daughter.
"Shower."
The daughter wouldn't speak.
"I put her in a hot bath," her mother said. "Scrubbed her myself like she was 2 years old."
Peripherally, Jesse saw Molly raise her eyebrows. "What are your names?" Jesse said. The mother looked startled, as if Jesse had been impolite.
"I'm Mrs. Chuck Pennington. This is Candace,"
Jesse said. "So, who raped you, Candy?"
"Candace,"
her mother said. Jesse nodded.
"Candace," he said.
Candace shook her head.
"You tell him, young lady, I will not permit anyone to rape my daughter and think they can get away with it."
"I won't tell," Candace said.
"You can't make me."
"No," Jesse said, "I can't. But it's hard to protect you if I don't know who they are."
"You can't protect me," Candace said.
"He threatened you?"
"They all did."
"All," her mother said.
"Dear God in heaven, you tell the chief right now what happened."
Candace shook her head. Her face was red. She was teary. "If I don't know who they are," Jesse said, "I can't stop them. They might do it again. To another girl? To you?" Candace shook her head. "Don't you even want revenge?" Molly said. "If it happened to me, I'd want revenge. I'd want them caught." Candace didn't speak. Her mother slapped her on the back of her head.
"No hitting,"
Jesse said. "Molly, why don't you take Candace out to the conference room?" Molly nodded, left the wall, and put her hand gently under Candace's left arm and helped her out of the chair and through Jesse's office door. Jesse got up and went around to the door and closed it and came back to his desk.
"She'd been traumatized by the rapists," Jesse said. "She should not be traumatized by her mother. Don't you dare tell me how to raise my daughter."
"I don't know a hell of a lot about daughters," Jesse said, "but I know something about rapes. She needs to see a doctor. If nothing else, you might be able to give her some sedation. Who's her gynecologist? I can call him for you."
"Is there some kind of medical thing they can find out who did it?"
"The hot bath tends to wash away evidence," Jesse said.
"Well, then I won't take her. The doctor may not tell, but someone will, the nurse, the receptionist, the doctor's husband. I am not going to have her the subject of a lot of filthy talk all over town."
Jesse finished his pastrami sandwich and drank the last of his cream soda and wiped his mouth with a paper napkin. He put the napkin and the empty can and the sandwich wrapper in the wastebasket. He rocked his chair back and rested one foot on the open bottom file drawer in his desk and tapped his fingers gently on the flat of his stomach and looked thoughtfully at Mrs. Pennington. "Why don't I talk to her alone?" he said.
"You think she'll tell you things she won't tell her own mother?"
"Sometimes people do," Jesse said. Mrs. Pennington frowned. She put her palms together and tapped her upper lip with the tips of her fingers. "She's pretty good looking," Jesse thought. "A little too blonde, a little too tan, a little too carefully done, maybe teeth a little too white. Face is kind of mean, but a good body."
"This entire incident must remain confidential," Miss Pennington said.
Jesse nodded.
Can you promise me that?
Jesse shook his head.
You can't?
Of course not. We don't plan to blab it about, but if there are arrests, indictments, trials, someone will hear about it.
Oh, God, she said. I cannot bear the scandal.
Being raped is not scandalous behavior, Jesse said.
You don't understand.
Jesse didn't say anything. I can't discuss this any further. I'm taking my daughter home.
Sooner or later, you'll have to deal with this, Jesse said, or she will.
I want my daughter, she said. Jesse stood and went to his office door. He yelled, Molly. When she appeared, he said, bring the girl in. When she saw her daughter, Mrs. Pennington stood.
We'll go home now, she said.
Candace's eyes were red and swollen. A bruise had begun to darken on her cheekbone. She seemed disconnected. Jesse looked at Molly. Molly shook her head.
Candace, Jesse said.
The girl looked at him vaguely. Her pupils were large. She had no focus.
Is there anything you want to say to me?
Jesse said.
She looked at her mother.
We are through here, Candace, Mrs. Pennington said. The girl looked back at Jesse. Their eyes met and held for a moment. Jesse thought he saw for just a moment a stir of personhood in there. Jesse nodded slightly. The girl didn't say anything. Then her mother took her arm, and they walked out of the station.